Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, September 9th, 2024, through Friday, September 13th, 2024. Monday, September 9th, 2024. Owner of home healthcare company convicted of multi-million dollar healthcare fraud scheme. Faith Newton was convicted following a 9-day jury trial in federal court in Boston in connection with a home healthcare fraud scheme. Newton was convicted of conspiracy to commit healthcare fraud, one count of healthcare fraud, and 3 counts of money laundering. The jury found the defendant not guilty on 1 count of money laundering conspiracy. Sentencing will be scheduled at a later date. Newton was arrested and charged along with co-defendant Winnie Warura in February 2021. According to Special Agent in Charge Robert Coviello of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Inspector General, Newton orchestrated a massive $100 million healthcare fraud scheme that targeted the Medicaid program, funding her lavish lifestyle at the expense of American taxpayers. Evidence at trial demonstrated that Newton and others failed to train staff, billed for home healthcare services that were never provided or were not medically necessary, and billed for home healthcare services that were not authorized. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. Former CEO of startup software company pleads guilty to payroll tax fraud scheme. Andrew Park pleaded guilty to not paying more than $14 million in employment taxes and not filing personal tax returns. Park was the co-founder and CEO of a startup technology company. Park was responsible for all financial matters related to the company, including for filing the company's quarterly employment tax returns and collecting and paying over Social Security, Medicare, and income taxes withheld from the employee's wages to the IRS, as well as the Social Security and Medicare taxes the company owed. He was also responsible for collecting and paying over state and local employment taxes to those respective governments. From the company's founding in 2014 through the third quarter of 2021, Park withheld these federal, state, and local taxes from the employees' wages, but did not pay them over as required by law. He also did not pay over the portion of the employment taxes that the company owed. Park did so even though the payroll service company that he hired to process the employees' payroll regularly notified him the taxes were due in more than one instance and was notified by an employee that the amount paid to the Social Security listed on the W-2 did not match what was reported by the Social Security Administration. In total, Park caused a tax loss to the IRS exceeding $14 million, as well as additional losses to state and local taxing authorities. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, September 11, 2024. Nigerian national sentenced to more than 12 years in federal prison for cyber scams. Bemadel Omotosho was sentenced to 12 years and 7 months in federal prison for conspiracy to commit wire fraud, conspiracy to commit money laundering, and computer intrusions. Omotosho was also ordered to pay $2,051,108.70 in restitution to victims of his offenses. Omotosho entered a guilty plea on November 2, 2022. According to court documents, in 2017 and 2018, Omotosho, a Nigerian citizen and resident, conspired with others to purchase stolen access credentials, usernames and passwords, and stolen personal information, PII, of U.S. citizens, including names, dates of birth, and Social Security numbers, on Xdedic, a darknet criminal marketplace that has since been seized and shut down. Omotosho and a group of co-conspirators he led then used the stolen credentials and PII to commit at least 6 different fraudulent schemes totaling over $7.5 million in intended losses and over $2 million in actual losses. In 2017 and 2018, Omotosho and his co-conspirators purchased unauthorized access to computer networks for multiple accounting firms around the United States, including the Western District of Texas and the Middle District of Florida. With that access, Omotosho and his co-conspirators obtained PII for accounting firm clients, which they used to file fraudulent tax returns with the IRS. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, September 12, 2024. Former Army civilian employee sentenced to 15 years in federal prison for $100 million fraud scheme. Janet Yamanaka Mello, the civilian Army employee who stole over $108 million from a grant program designed to provide services to military dependents and their families, was sentenced to 180 months in federal prison for 5 counts of mail fraud and 5 counts of filing false tax return. According to court documents, Mello worked as a financial program manager for the U.S. Army, Installation Management Command, G9, Moral Welfare and Recreation, and Youth Services, CYS, at Fort Sam Houston. In or around December 2016 through at least August 29, 2023, Mello formed a business she called Child Health and Youth Lifelong Development, CHYLD. The sole purpose of CHYLD was to receive grant funds from the 4-H Military Partnership Grant Program, which Mello fraudulently secured by way of her position as a CYS Financial Program Manager. Once Mello received a grant check, she deposited the check into her bank account, spending the money on clothing, jewelry, vehicles, and real estate. Court documents indicate that Mello repeated the process 49 times during a 6-year period, requesting approximately $117 million in payments and receiving approximately $108,917,749. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, September 13, 2024. City of Atlanta's former chief financial officer sentenced to prison for federal program theft and tax obstruction. Jimmy Anthony, Jim, Byrne, the City of Atlanta's former chief financial officer, CFO, was sentenced to 36 months in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and ordered to pay restitution in the amount of $177,197.48, and a fine of $10,000 for abusing his position to steal public money and obstruct the IRS. According to court documents, from 2011 to 2018, Beard oversaw the City of Atlanta's Department of Finance, in which his primary responsibility was to manage the city's financial condition. At least as early as 2015, Beard devised and executed a scheme to use his authority as CFO to obtain money and property from Atlanta for his own use, including to pay for thousands of dollars in personal travel expenses for himself, his family, and his travel companions, and to buy restricted machine guns. Further, while CFO Beard submitted years of fraudulent tax returns in which he claimed personal business expenses to lower what he owed in taxes, during a 2015 audit of one of these returns, Byrd lied to the IRS and obstructed auditors by submitting receipts for transactions that were actually paid by the City of Atlanta in connection with Beard's official duties. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.